Blog Talk Radio.
EOTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move. Reshaping life for a better tomorrow.
What's going on, everybody? My name is Stephen Knight. You're listening to The Stephen Knight Show. Again, my name is Stephen Knight. Welcome to the Stephen Knight Show here on the OTM Radio. We had a little technical difficulty, so we're a little behind. So the show will only be an hour tonight, as usually it's an hour and a half. But I'd like to thank again, as always, for checking in on us. We have another great show lined up. As always, we'll be discussing the latest in entertainment news, Ron's perspective, of course, what's going on fashion and the latest movie reviews. Tonight, we'll also be talking to the ladies behind Stax Magazine, so you definitely want to check that out. And then we'll be discussing the question of the day. We want you to participate in the conversation, so make sure you call in to 718-664-6543. Again, it's 718-664-6543. But first, Ms. Parker, how you doing tonight?
I am doing great. How you doing, Steve-O?
I'm good. How was your weekend? How was your week?
Oh, do we have to talk about it?
One of those weeks.
It was one of those weeks. But welcome back. How was your birthday weekend?
My birthday was great. I want to thank everyone who participated in that and who gave me birthday love. I got a lot of birthday love. So definitely. You're going to Miami next week, right?
Actually tomorrow, yeah.
Oh, tomorrow. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You looking forward to that?
Yes, I'm looking forward to some fun in the sun.
Okay. Well, usually we would do our questions and whatnot, but I want to go ahead and, since we had our ladies, our lovely ladies holding, we're going to go into our interview with the ladies behind Stax Magazine. Now, in the past decade, urban entertainment has evolved into a billion-dollar market. Its crossover success into the mainstream has helped push a huge infatuation of bling-bling, stacks of money, big houses, fancy cars, and fashionable clothing. In the midst of the hysteria, the perception of the entertainment industry is causing distress among young adults that look to make a living by working in this line of business. You can find entertainment-related publications on newsstands or in a local mom-and-pop shops that cater to the urban youth. But there's not one magazine that solely takes on the responsibility to report and teach and supply the necessary information to help this audience obtain financial stability in their careers from beginning to the end. Stax Magazine strives to be that vital source. Stax Magazine provides the right resources to readers that wish to create and uphold their financial power. Stax Magazine caters to the new and seasoned players in the entertainment industry. They equip their readers with valuable information that facilitate their upward movement in music, film, TV, fashion, sports, and finance. Please help me welcome the ladies behind Stax Magazine, Jonda, Shawanda, and Sharonda. What's going on, ladies? How y'all doing tonight? Are the ladies there?
Yeah.
Okay, I was about to say, how y'all doing?
You scared us a little bit.
You scared me. Now, how y'all doing tonight?
We're good. How are you?
I'm good. Sorry, once again, I want to thank you all for waiting patiently. We had some technical difficulties, but the show goes on. We're glad to have you all here to represent your magazine. So let me, one by one, tell us a little bit about your background.
Okay. Hi, I'm Jonda.
Oh, Jonda. I'm sorry.
Okay. Stax Magazine. Mm-hmm. I currently work as a business operations at Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. That's my full-time job. I have a background in journalism, and I also have a master's in business administration. My hobbies are I love TV and film. Of course, I love music. I mean, and I love, you know, everything we do, and just writing is one of my passions.
Okay. Okay, great. What about you, Shawanda?
Yep, this is Shawanda, also known as Shay. Thanks, Stephen, for having us on. And I am pretty much for me, I've been in Atlanta for the past 18 years. You know, Atlanta is definitely a hot spot, so I'm glad to be here. I've been working in the IT staffing industry for the majority of that time. Yep, and for the past 7 years, I've been working as a resource manager for a global IT staffing firm, and it's something that I absolutely love to do. And I also like partnering with my ladies here, definitely trying to be successful black women and trying to help our other folks become successful as well.
I hear that. Are we missing, is it Shawanda? Shawana?
It's Shawana, but everybody calls me Belle.
Okay, that's easier. How are you doing?
Exactly.
Okay.
As far as I'm a native of Atlanta, I have actually a communications background as well, but I've been working in America for over 10 years now in the accounting and business analyst role, and I started a company back in 2006, Fax Entertainment, and decided to basically, you know, take on Janda and Shay as business partners in this publication, and we're here now talking to you guys.
Right. Well, let me ask you, how did you all meet and determine that that you all wanted to come up with this publication? I know that someone was like the one of you all were like the ringleader behind everything. Tell our listeners about how you all came to be.
This is Bells again. As I stated, I am the owner of Stax Entertainment, which is a talent and events management company. And how we came about is that years ago when we were much younger, we've always talked about starting a magazine because all three of us, you know, read them ourselves. So once I started the entertainment company about a year later in 2007, I decided to approach them with the idea of starting a magazine. So we developed a company called Stax Publishing Group, which is actually an affiliate of my entertainment company. And this magazine is actually just an extension of the brand. So back in 07, once we got together, we began brainstorming, you know, just how could we highlight the industry from a financial standpoint outside of providing, you know, gossip and news. We also teach something to our readers. So in 08, we actually went live with our first blog, and then we actually, in 2009, we started printing quarterly street issues. And then eventually, we're now a full online magazine, and everybody can check us out at www.staxmag.net. We started that in October 2010. Since we've been in existence, we've actually, you know, we've had the opportunity to interview B103's Frank Ski. We've talked to Life Jennings, Candy Burris. Mm-hmm. We've interviewed a Drummer Boy. We've interviewed fashion designer Harry Robinson of Regunio Fashions, Little Kiki, London. You know, a gamut of individuals that's already in the industry and just got some, you know, got their background history and things that they're doing, and you know, learn how they've been able to maintain the level of success that they currently have.
Okay. Well, obviously you all are unique from, you know, the day-to-day urban magazines that we see. What was it that made you all decide to go into that vein of speaking to people who want to be in the industry and to speak to them from a financial standpoint? What made you – whose decision was that, and how did that go down?
Well, you know, as you've seen and heard a lot of, there are a lot of financial blunders that go on in this industry, anything from just people going bankrupt. You hear about people going bankrupt a lot. Definitely a lot of folks with issues with the IRS tax issues.
Yeah.
So we thought, you know, it would be a great idea to provide an outlet that would kind of help educate people on the front end you know, before they even get out there and start making those kinds of mistakes, being able to educate them on the front end to help prepare them so that hopefully they won't fall into those traps, even things, you know, where they're, you know, not knowing how to read their contract and then down the road, you know, running into problems with that. So just kind of hoping to be that source to be able to educate folks and make sure that, you know, they are armed with the tools that they need in order to come in successful, maintain success, and hopefully be able to also show other people how to be successful as well.
Well, tell me about the name Stex. Tell us the reason behind the name Stex, please.
This is Bells again. As I mentioned, you know, I am the current owner of Constant Stax Entertainment. So Stax Magazine, you know, only really pretty much to me fit what we were trying to do with the with this magazine. Of course, you know, we hear a lot of artists, they always mentioning Stax and throwing Stax in the air and making it rain.
Right.
So, you know, we knew that the name itself was very catchy. It was something that, you know, urban America was already familiar with. So, you know, once it was out in the street, we knew it would automatically draw some attention.
Okay. So how did you all ladies meet? Did you all know each other from Atlanta, or how did you all meet?
Actually, this is Janda. Actually, I'm kind of the middle man between the whole group, or middle woman. Shay and I met back in 93. I met Shawana back in 92, actually. Shawana was my sister's best friend. Belle was my sister's best friend, and Shay is actually my best friend. So that's kind of where the connection, we kind of... You know, end of high school, early college, we kind of been together. You know, we did the growing up thing in the early 20s and things like that. So So we have been friends years before we kind of started the business venture.
Did you find that to be something that kind of helped you all in your success, the fact that you all knew each other and had that kind of bond before venturing into a business opportunity?
Definitely. It definitely helps. You know, I mean, this is three heads we're putting together. We don't always think the same way. We don't always feel the same way with things, you know. We have learned to agree to disagree with things, you know. And because of, I think, the bond that we already had in friendship, that definitely makes the business relationship stronger.
Okay. Well, tell us, what is the one thing, if you had to pick one, I know there's a lot of different entities to Stax Magazine, what is the one thing that you want your readers to take away from you after reading each issue? Like, what is it that they're supposed to get from that?
Okay. Again, this is Janda. Like you said, there are several things we want our readers to get from each and every article that they read. But the main thing we want is whatever it is per article that will aid them in their quest for success. We try to accomplish that by providing them with resources, educational tools, whether it's through exploring the careers of superstar level players or highlighting business breakthroughs. We run Your Money and You series, which ranges from budgeting to investing. We touch on, you know, music. We have a series called Music 101 where we touch on publishing, royalties, copyright infringement. So the main thing is that we try to connect our readers with the tools to overcome challenges and seize opportunities.
Okay. Do you have a interview or a particular issue that came out that kind of stands out, like, okay, that's our best work so far? Do you have that so far yet?
Our best work, we would like to think that actually everything that we do is pretty good in that regard. To pull out what we think is our best work, I think I definitely feel that our series that we run, the Your Money and You and the Music 101s, are definitely top priorities for us. And then whenever we're interviewing artists or entrepreneurs, we don't just interview artists. We interview anybody that we feel would be able to add value to what we're doing. And you know, we always try to focus on, you know, them wanting to know from them, how do they maintain their financial stability? What are they doing to diversify themselves? You know, what kind of advice would they be able to give to up and coming, you know, artists or, you know, industry professionals? So, our best work, I don't know.
Ladies,
okay.
Anything that you would think was our best work?
No, this is Bez. I don't think we've reached the potential yet. I mean, there's several there are several people that I know I would love to interview, you know, such as someone like Oprah or I would love to interview 50 Cent, you know, just dig in the minds of people who actually reached, you know, pinnacle in their career. So I don't think we've reached that yet.
I understand that. Well, let me ask you, how do you determine, well, first, I'm sorry, before I get to that, tell me about the series. You said you had the You and Your Money. What is that? Explain that series a little bit to my listeners who aren't familiar with that.
Okay, Your Money and You is basically a series that we publish to help readers with, you know, whether you're trying to be a fashion designer, a rapper, an actor. If it's just when you need to go to the grocery store, we try to give them information on how to budget your money, how to invest your money, how to save. I mean, the simple things that people don't think about, you know, watching out for different fees on accounts, whether it's a personal account or business account. We just try to give different tips, hitting everything from A to Z when it comes to your money and you. And it's only about you and your money, basically.
Okay. That sounds good. I might need to read that. Read this section. Well, how often do your issues come out? Is it once a month, once a week? How does it work?
Well, basically, we are strictly right now online, an online magazine. As you previously said, we were doing quarterly street issues. Those are things that we are still open to, but right now we are primarily online.
So that means we have our information is ongoing. Each and every day we try to provide something.
Oh, okay. So something you update, you know, as frequent as you get the information.
Yep, exactly.
Oh, okay. Well, ultimately, I think we can kind of guess this, but what would you say your ultimate vision for Stacks, like even today and tomorrow and maybe 5 years from now, what is the ultimate vision for Stacks Magazine?
Well, our ultimate vision is for Stacks Magazine to become that go-to source for everybody, that main source that everybody knows about Stacks Magazine. If you want to get educated and empowered, we definitely want to be that source for young urban professionals, again, by providing them with the valuable information and arming them with the tools necessary to become successful. Eventually, we do want to be able to host empowerment conferences. The industry calls for it, go back to our plan of becoming a full print magazine, and then also Stacks Mag Radio and Stacks Mag TV is in our future as well. So that, again, that's our vision, just again to be that go-to resource on all things payment and financially related.
Okay. Well, tell us again the website where we can view the magazine. I know I'll be checking it out tonight. What is the website one more time?
The website is www.stacksmag.net. That's STACKSMAG.net. You can also follow us both on Twitter and Facebook at Stacks Mag. And in case you have a business, an artist, or anything that you want to promote, we have ad space available. And also, so for that, you can email us at info@stacksmag.net. And we also have a series called On the Block Series for up-and-coming artists that we offer for a very, very low cost. That you can get published on our site. It features the artists. You get to feature songs and video. And that's it. Again, that's www.stacksmag.net.
Well, listen, ladies, I know y'all definitely on the move. You have a lot coming your way. And I want to thank you again for being on our show. Again, sorry for the delay. But, you know, I definitely will be checking out Stacks Magazine. And I thank you again for your time.
Thank you.
All right, y'all have a good night, okay?
You too.
Okay. For more information about Stacks Magazine, you can visit us on our Facebook page, and we'll be right back.
BET, home of some of the greatest shows, such as Monique, Let's Stay Together, The Game, Steve Harvey, Everybody Hates Chris, Master Mix, and many more. BET is also famously known for their featured blog sites such as Spotlight, What's Up Split, Stay Tuned, Head Over Heels, Sound Off, and a wide variety of others. So the next time you're flipping through your channels, tell a friend to tell a friend about BET and BET's video library. Also, don't forget to catch the countdown on 106 in Park with Roxy and Terrence. Do you want your chance? You feel as if you got what it takes? Or just want to read and catch up on BET News? Tune in to www.bet.com or send your thoughts and opinions through mail to BET Network, 1235 W Street, Northeast, Washington, D.C., 20018-1211, or phone BET Network at 202-608-2000. This commercial was brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
Welcome back to the Stephen Knight Show. I'm your host, Stephen Knight.
And I'm your co-host, Ms. Parker.
Ms. Parker, this show has been a little different. You know, we had some technical difficulties, but I definitely want to shout out to the ladies at Stacks Magazine. Definitely check
that
out.
Yeah, definitely.
We'll have a link on our Facebook page. Chike, I know that you were on assignment tonight looking at movies. What's going on?
On assignment. Hey, TK.
TK? Okay. Well, I know he was on assignment because he posted a picture on our Facebook page of him at the movie theater.
Maybe
Aaron,
the movie isn't over yet.
Right.
Yes,
Aaron,
sir. Yes,
how
sir.
You doing tonight, man?
I'm good, man. You?
I'm good. A lot going on in sports right now, right?
Oh, whole lot. NCAA tournament going on. We got
but look,
the.
Aaron, before you go into that, tell everybody what you finally created a Twitter page.
Yes. America.
Tell me your Twitter page. Tell me your Twitter name.
Ron Cosby 1.
Ron Cosby 1.
And the number 1. So
follow him on Twitter.
Yes, follow me on Twitter. Also, thanks for mentioning that, but also really, really quickly, I want to give a shout-out to Terrell Suggs of the Baltimore Ravens, Quan Cosby of the Cincinnati Bengals, and also I want to give one more shout-out to Devin Ebanks. He's a former WVU college player, and now he plays for the LA Lakers. So shout outs to them. They're on Twitter. So anyway, big ups.
How's your Twitter experience so far?
Oh, I actually love it, man. Twitter is great.
Okay.
You're
in the Twitter world.
Yeah, I'm a tweeter. I'm a tweeter.
Okay.
I don't have one.
You need to.
Don't feel bad.
You need to come on, Ms. Parker. Come on the board.
I can barely keep up with Facebook. I'm good.
Come on the Twitterville. Come on. At least visit.
That's too much.
Well, what's going on in sports? Ah, man, we got the Sweet 16 going on in the NCAA tournament. Duke, who actually won the tournament last year, they lost last night. They actually got blown out pretty badly, yeah. They actually lost 77-93 to Arizona.
Wow.
So, shout out to Arizona Wildcats.
Doing their thing.
Yeah, they're doing their thing big time. Richmond lost. I'm sorry to tell you this, man. You know, Richmond lost to Kansas, and VCU is actually in the lead at halftime. They're up by 5 points. Against Florida State, so
okay, great.
Yeah, so you know, so that's
so what are the things that you're watching? What are the games that you anticipate in the tournament?
Oh, I'm telling you, watch Kentucky Ohio State tonight. Watch that game. It's actually tied up at half. That's a good game. It's going to go down to the probably like the last second. I actually think the winner of that game will actually probably be in the championship game, definitely.
Okay.
So, yeah, definitely. I'm also wanted to mention Derrick Rose.
Okay.
To me, he is the MVP of the NBA, hands down. No contest. People still wanna say Kobe or LeBron James, yada yada yada. But nah, Derrick Rose to me has done the most with the least talent. You know, he's had to step up big time this season, and he has. So to me, MVP without a doubt. Chicago.
He deserves it.
He deserves it. Oh yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely. Definitely.
We'll continue to watch the tournament and see what happens, and we'll be talking to you again next week. Okay, and shout out to Twitter page one more time.
Oh yeah, my Twitter page is RonCosby1. That's Ron Cosby and the number one, all one word.
All right. Well, we'll be posted on our Facebook page as well. Now
okay,
I know.
Thank you
so much, Aaron.
Oh, hold on. Can I, Stephen, mention one more thing really quickly also? Yes. Tony Gonzalez for the Falcons, man. Tony, thank you. He was actually the first person to actually welcome me onto Twitter. So Tony, thank you, man.
Okay.
Big ups. Yeah.
You doing the thing. All right, everyone, we appreciate you, man. Now I know this next lady, she's about to fall asleep on me. This is past her bedtime. Miss Janae, are you there?
I'm here.
What do you have for us tonight?
Well, I have a couple of things for you guys, and I hope that you enjoy it. I know you will, Miss Parker.
What you got for me, girl?
First of all, I wanted to tell you all about bluefly.com. Now, this is one of my favorite sites for designer and name brand like fashion and accessories. They always have something going on, and they have everything at discounted prices. Now it's not too discounted, so I ain't gonna go crazy on the site, but they do have them at cheaper prices than you would find in, like, you know, your regular department stores. Well, Blue Fly is having a swim sale, and all of their swimwear for women is on sale, and it's up to 70% off of everything.
Say what?
So, girl, yeah, so go to bluefly.com, and, yes, it's a glorious thing. Go to bluefly.com, and then you can, you know, just go to their swim link, and then, you know, just go ahead and shop. Now, everything isn't 70% off. It's at prices up to 70% off, so just be careful
with
the stuff that you're getting. And also remember that, you know, these are name brand items, so, you know, 70% off the expenses. Still might be expensive, so just be careful
right.
The stuff that you're getting. But, you know, it's still 70% off, so that's a good thing. Another thing, one of the stores that I always feature is New York & Company, because they're always having a great sale. They have everything at buy one, get one 50% off, and they also have the sale. And the reason I love this store is because you can combine coupons. They also have a $50 off of your purchase of $100 or more. So do you know how much stuff that is? Like, that is so much merchandise. Oh, my God. I can't wait to get there tomorrow. And for everybody who is looking to get beautiful, Sally Beauty Supply is having a sale, and it's 50% off of all of their clearance stuff. So, you know, I'm looking online at Sally's right now, as a matter of fact.
You're shopping while you're on the show.
I can't help myself. I ain't going to budget shop at home. I cannot help myself. And there's one last thing that I wanted to tell everybody about. I don't know if you guys have ever had, like, you know, a gift card with just a little bit more on it and you don't know what to do with it, or just
yeah.
a gift card that you just can't use at all. Like, you know, somebody
exactly.
gave... You know, maybe, Stephen, you got a gift card to the Limited for whatever reason. I don't know why anybody would give you a gift card to the Limited.
Well, I don't either.
But, you know, so you got a gift card to the Limited. You have no idea what to do with it. Well,
I
wouldn't. Give it to me.
Well, now I can tell you exactly what to do with those unwanted gift cards. You can sell them, actually.
Oh, you can sell gift cards them?
You surely can. You can sell them or you can trade them in. Wow. And I found a couple of sites that you guys can go to do that. Now, let me go ahead and warn you that when you are selling or trading in your gift card, you're going to lose a little bit of that value. So it's going to be,
okay.
like, it depends on the site, but it's usually somewhere between 5 and 10%. So, but, I mean, you know, it's still, like, better than nothing, you know, depending on the amount of the gift card. So you're going to lose just a little bit of the value, but at the end of the day, at least you're going to be, you know, trading it in for a gift card that you can actually use. So it's not too bad, but just, you know, just be careful and make sure that you pay attention to the value that you're going to be losing because, like I said, it's anywhere between 5 and 10%. So, you know, just be careful. But the gift card swap sites that I found, here are three of them that I like, and they're pretty reasonable. The first one is www.swapagift.com. The next one is www.giftcardrescue.com. And the last one that I found is www.plasticjungle.com. Now, all of those websites will lead you straight to, you know, a gift card swap or them actually buying the gift card from you because you can actually – and actually when you swap it out, I think that when you swap it out, you may be able to keep – your value because you're swapping it out for another one. But when they're buying it from you, that's something completely different. So just go to one of those three sites, and there are plenty more out there. But, you know, those are the three that I, you know, found, like, most that would help us out the most. So, you know, just go to one of those three websites, and you can either have them buy it from you or you can swap it out. So I found it really helpful because I got a gift card that I have. I can't do anything with it. So I'm actually using one of those, and it's a pretty hefty gift card, too. I mean, it's a, you know, couple hundred dollars. I don't know what I'm doing with that gift card.
That's good.
Yeah, it was a housewarming gift. So I'm just going to go ahead and try to swap that out on one of those sites. So I think that's all that I have for you guys today.
Well
let us
always,
know how the swapping out works out.
Yeah. Give us your website one more time.
It's budgetshopaholic.com.
Okay.
Well, great.
Thank you.
Thanks
as always, we appreciate you and the women are loving your segment because you are hooking them up on the latest fashion and things that they can appreciate.
Oh, good.
That is true. That is true.
Well, have a good night. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye.
And Chica's back. He got a little disconnected, but I know he was on assignment tonight. Chica, tell us about what you seen recently.
Hey, Steve, what's going on?
How you doing?
Hey, Miss Parker, what's going on?
I was about to say.
Chica, before you continue, tell us about the new contest that you presented.
Well, the new contest that I presented is a 30-minute massage package at Total Serenity Day Spa in Philadelphia. We're accepting the 10th caller. Did we agree on the 10th caller?
10th caller. So those of you that are in the Philadelphia area that are listening in, you can get you a free 30-minute massage. I was talking to Park about it. She said she needs to move to Philly. But this is a 30. Tell them about it, Hachike.
It's a 30-minute free massage just to come in and experience the service. Come in for about a half hour and get pampered. Get relieved, get your refresh button pressed, and going about your day. All we need is the 10th caller to call into the Stephen Knight Show. That's it. That's all you need to do. So if you're in California and you're going to be in the Philadelphia area, you can call in and win the prize. We'll set up an appointment whenever you're going to be in the area, and you can have your appointment. Simple as that.
Okay, so I can still call in.
So that will be started. We'll start that next week. Next week when we have our question of the day, call in the 10th call, you'll get and you're in Philadelphia, you'll definitely take advantage of that and other
And if you're in the Philadelphia area, by all means come by and check us out. Total Serenity Day Spa, 2108 Walnut Street in Rittenhouse Square, Philadelphia.
Absolutely, absolutely. So what did you see recently?
Okay. So I saw Limitless with Bradley Cooper, and then I saw Paul about the alien, which is the same creators from Superbad and Pineapple Express.
Okay.
I'm going to start off with Paul. Paul disappointed me, just simply because, you know, from the success of Superbad and the success of Pineapple Express, I went in, you know, expecting to bust a gut. It didn't happen. It was kind of lukewarm. definitely a DVD stay at home, maybe not. So, you know, you can discern, you know, other people's humor are different than others. I particularly didn't care for it too much. It didn't make me guffaw like I wanted to. And Limitless is basically about, I don't know if you heard about the movie, the guy that takes the pill and he becomes like the smartest man on earth. And he uses
he knows
it to
things
advantage.
Before it happens?
I'm sorry?
He's like predicting things, right?
He's predicting things that can happen. He can predict things that can happen, but more so, he can think about things in a different scenario because, you know, they say we only use 10% of our brains.
Oh,
but
okay.
He's
yeah.
using basically 90% to 100%. So mm-hmm. he always has the leg up on any type of situation because he can think about it in 20 other different angles and always be ahead of someone. So, you know, that was pretty good. It's good and dramatic. It also touches on the fact that, you know, we as a nation, how we've become a pill-popping society. So it's pretty good.
Yeah.
And it talked about the effects of taking medication. You know, every pill that we take, there is a side effect to it that
That's
we sometimes
true.
Ignore. At what cost? To feel better for this ailment to cure what?
Whatever's going on, right, yeah.
Exactly. It's a very good movie to take you on a journey, and it's action-packed, and it makes you think. You know, I'm always of the belief that they don't make movies unless there's some kind of truth to it.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. Or makes you, or starts that, plant that seed of, okay, let's think about this, you know what I mean?
Exactly,
yeah.
Exactly.
So what's coming out that you afford to?
I think I mentioned before I'm looking forward to Super 8. That's from Steven Spielberg. He's always
mm-hmm.
good. I mentioned before I'm still looking forward to Jumping the Broom with Angela Bassett.
Yeah.
And I'm also looking forward to there's the X-Men First Class that's coming out. There's Thor that's coming out. And then there's the Avenger movie that's coming out with Captain America. So I'm looking forward to all of those.
Wow. I didn't know they had a new X-Men coming out, so I'd definitely be checking that out.
Oh, yeah.
I know that. Yeah. Well, listen, Chike, as always, we appreciate your take on everything in the movies. And I know you'll be catching on the Twitter soon, right?
Oh, I'm on Twitter. I'm sorry. I never gave you my Twitter.
You are
it's
on Twitter.
Absolutely Chike. Yeah, absolutely Chike.
Absolutely Chike. Okay.
Yes.
We'll post that on the Facebook on our Facebook page so you can definitely follow him as well. He is on Twitter. I forgot about that. Well, thanks again, man. We appreciate you, okay?
No doubt. Have a good night, y'all.
Have a good night.
All right. Well, we'll be right back after these messages.
Hype Magazine, a magazine that gives you all kinds of flavor for your entertainment needs. You can purchase Hype Magazine in all major stores, as well as getting it digitally at www.gethypeonline.com. Get your ad in Hype Magazine now and subscribe by calling 1-301-579-HYPE. That's 1-301-579-HYPE. 4973. This is brought to you by EOTM Radio and Media.
Welcome back to Stephen Knight's show. Now we're going into Stephen's playlist. Of course, we receive music from people all over the country. We want to be featured on this segment. Each week we will be selecting artists to play on our playlist. And it'll be posted on our Facebook page each Friday so you can know which artists and the names of the songs and whatnot. Tonight, our playlist features songs by Philly, Chris Michael, my homie, Takika Hemingway, and many more. If you're interested in being featured on Stephen's playlist, please email us at thestephenknightshow@gmail.com and attach one or two songs. And please make sure that those songs are radio edited, meaning no cursing. We can't have play cursing on here. And look forward to hearing from you. Well, I hope you all enjoy Stephen's playlist, and here we go.
Emergency. her love, even a hug. But there was no one around her, life gives a play down. Seeley fell in love with a stranger, he earned his promise blind shot.
Yo. All these bottles, shawty's on me. Drinking white, Remy pouring up on car seats. I might OD on God, I can't see. I'm over my limit, standing on a DJ speaker. Every concert tag like the people bleed. Girls fucking with us cause they know we popping bottles. Fucking top models, wood hoes too. When I hit the club, DJ screaming woo woo.
Some bottles of rosé, a few tips of Hennessy. Come and have a drink with me. Just toast to the finer things. And thank God I'm still here. 2011 gotta be my year. Just take some shots of 1800. Don't blame it, baby girl, cause you done it. Go ahead and have some fun. Party, party, party till you see the sun. So you wanna sip on Belvedere? I'll get you drunker, I swear, my dear.
Oh. Showed up, two-seater with the clothes on. Looking like a model. I got a driver, so it don't even matter. We can go to the club and have an after party. I'm feeling lit. Shawty next to me, I wanted to have my kid. Drunk too much, kitty with no shade. Big silver eyes, tooth to the face. I'm in the building and I'm feeling myself. Popping bottles, showing my well. When we showed up.
Do it,
like I was some homework.
With some fun in your
girl, I want extra pay.
you to do is teach me, school me. You know, don't worry, I brought my supplies. I got my pencil, my notepad. And all I need you to do is take this pop quiz and grade it, cause I studied long and hard. Yeah.
cosign, don't need no initials. A pro to official, whistle, fire like a pistol. Sail off my top like a fish at the beach, up and over so simple. Roll with a temple, ride a blackout like a blow to the temple. How you say you fresh gone shoes, no, I won't need a temple. The host swag bees all in his bed, so spider, lay you like a punch fire. Run a pass out like flyers, let me got it locked, get a grip like pliers. If you ain't no, why come try us, wires.